You're listening to an African Elements top news story for July 1, 2026. Please visit our website at africanelements.org for more daily news. Wilmington Police Accountability Crisis Deepens. On June 24, 2026, the city of Wilmington, Delaware, witnessed another tragic incident involving its police department. 19-year-old Kadir Skinner was fatally shot by Wilmington police officers following a foot pursuit, an event that has ignited widespread outrage and renewed demands for accountability. This incident is not an isolated occurrence. It reflects a deep history of mistrust and strained relations between the Wilmington Police Department and the communities it serves, especially within Black neighborhoods. Conflicting accounts of the shooting have intensified public scrutiny. Wilmington police claim officers were patrolling near 24th and Jessup Streets when they saw a large crowd. They assert Skinner exited a home with a handgun pointed towards the crowd. Officers reportedly approached, and Skinner fled on foot, at which point an officer discharged a firearm, striking him. Police stated a loaded firearm was recovered from Skinner, and no officers were injured. However, the family and neighborhood witnesses strongly dispute this narrative. They contend Skinner was unarmed and was being chased by a dog with others when he was shot in the back while fleeing. Kadir Skinner's father, Darrell Dollard, reported hearing his son say, "I can't breathe," during the incident. Witnesses also allege Skinner was handcuffed after being shot and placed into a police car instead of an ambulance. Kadir's mother, Rashai Skinner, has voiced her distress and demanded transparency. Civil rights attorney Ben Crump, widely recognized for specializing in cases of alleged police misconduct against marginalized communities, has been retained by Skinner's family. Crump brings significant legal and public pressure, having represented families in numerous high-profile cases. He is advocating for the full release of body-worn camera footage and a thorough investigation. The officer involved in the shooting has been placed on administrative leave, and the Delaware Department of Justice is conducting an investigation. This is primarily a criminal investigation, aimed at determining if the officer's actions violated state laws. Community leaders highlight that the officer involved reportedly has a known negative history with the community, a pattern that often includes citizen complaints alleging excessive force, racial profiling, or verbal abuse, leading to internal investigations and potential disciplinary actions. The current outcry surrounding Kadir Skinner's death is not an isolated incident. It resonates with a long and complex history of community police relations in Wilmington. This history is marked by deep-seated racial tensions and repeated demands for accountability. The Wilmington Police Department, established in 1739, began with elected constables and a night watch system. In 1891, the Delaware State Legislature passed the Metropolitan Police Act, an effort to professionalize the department. This act mandated hiring based on ability rather than political appointments, providing officers with a right to a hearing before termination. Professionalization generally introduced uniformed forces, hierarchical command structures, and some formal training. However, this veneer of professionalism did not prevent or address historical racial violence and systemic injustices. A dark chapter unfolded on June 23, 1903, with the public lynching of George White, a Black man, by a white mob of over 4,000 people. White was accused of murder and denied a trial. Local police reportedly stood by as the mob stormed the jail and burned him to death. This event clearly showed a historical lack of protection for Black citizens and, in some accounts, complicity of authorities in racial violence. Despite some police attempts to guard the jail, they were ineffective or unwilling to stop the mob, and no members of the lynch mob were prosecuted, underscoring a systemic breakdown of justice. Decades later, in April 1968, the assassination of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. sparked civil disturbances in Wilmington. This led to a 9-month occupation of Black neighborhoods by the National Guard, longer than in any other U.S. city. The prolonged military presence, with its strict curfews, checkpoints, and warrantless searches primarily enforced in Black areas, significantly exacerbated existing racial and class divisions. Residents felt oppressed, viewing the Guard as an occupying force rather than protectors. This deep military presence disrupted daily life and economic activity, deepening mistrust in authorities and solidifying existing racial and class disparities. These historical events demonstrate the long shadow of racial injustice on community police relations in Wilmington. Today, significant barriers continue to impede police accountability and transparency in Delaware. The state's Law Enforcement Officers Bill of Rights, LEOBOR, is often cited as a major obstacle, making public access to police investigations nearly impossible. This statute is described as the worst in the nation for transparency. Delaware's LEOBOR designates officers, disciplinary records, and internal investigation files as confidential, preventing public disclosure even under Freedom of Information Act requests. It also outlines strict procedures for misconduct investigations, including limitations on interrogation length and the right for officers to have legal representations. These provisions can delay investigations and prevent the public from fully understanding an officer's conduct or the outcomes of complaints, thereby limiting accountability. The killing of Kadir Skinner is not an isolated incident. Over 31 Delawareans have been killed by police since 2005. This includes Lyman Moses in Dover in January 2021 and Rodney Robinson II in Wilmington in September 2019. In both the Moses and Robinson cases, the Delaware Department of Justice concluded that the officers' use of deadly force was justified, leading to no criminal charges. While these outcomes cleared officers of criminal wrongdoing, they intensified public discourse on police use of force, racial bias, and investigative transparency. The Wilmington Police Department itself has been involved in 5 killings, a rate higher than 71% of U.S. police departments in cities of comparable size, 50 to 100K population. Between 2016 and 2020, there were 254 civilian complaints of police misconduct against the WPD, yet only 24% were ruled in favor of civilians. The most common types of misconduct complaints typically include allegations of excessive force, racial profiling, illegal stops and searches, and verbal abuse or disrespectful treatment. In March 2024, the ACLU of Delaware filed a class action lawsuit against the City of Wilmington and the WPD, alleging systemic patterns of unconstitutional policing and racially biased practices. The lawsuit specifically targets Operation Safe Streets police probation teams for constitutional violations, illegal searches, and traffic stops, predominantly affecting Black residents and probationers. Operation Safe Streets teams combine police officers and probation/parole officers to conduct joint operations, often focusing on individuals under community supervision. They perform unannounced home checks and street stops to ensure compliance with release terms. While proponents argue these teams deter crime, the ACLU targets them for potential warrantless searches and seizures, which are justified under reduced Fourth Amendment rights of probationers, but can extend broadly to others present, leading to illegal stops and searches of non-probationers. Critics argue these teams disproportionately target communities of color, contributing to over-policing and a perpetual cycle of surveillance. The ACLU lawsuit alleges that the WPD engages in a pattern of unconstitutional stops, frisks, and searches without reasonable suspicion or probable cause, particularly targeting Black residents. Officers reportedly use minor infractions as pretexts for stops to conduct illegal searches for drugs or weapons. The ACLU stated that the absolute lack of oversight combined with a blatant disregard for the rights and well-being of the public is shameful. Remedies sought include a court order to cease unconstitutional practices, implement comprehensive policy reforms, establish an independent monitor, and provide monetary damages to those harmed. Statistical data further highlight ongoing concerns about racial disparities and police conduct. From 2013 to 2023, the WPD made 3,815 arrests, with 41% for low-level, nonviolent offenses. Concrete examples of low-level, nonviolent offenses and social control crimes include loitering, panhandling, public intoxication, disturbing the peace, minor trespasses, and small amounts of marijuana possession. Black Americans in Wilmington are arrested at nearly 3 times the rate of white individuals, and this disparity increases to 5 times higher for social control crimes like marijuana possession. These racial disparities in policing manifest beyond arrest rates. People of color are subjected to disproportionate traffic and pedestrian stops and are more likely to be searched and experience various forms of force, including physical force, tasers, and even deadly force. This persists even when factors like resistance or perceived threat are controlled. Despite a high volume of arrests for minor infractions, a significant number of serious crimes remain unsolved in Wilmington. Over the last decade, 57% of violent crimes, 83% of burglaries, 72% of robberies, and 66% of homicides went unsolved. This pattern of high rates of unsolved serious crimes, alongside numerous arrests for low-level offenses, implies misallocated police resources. It suggests police may be focusing on minor infractions rather than investigating serious threats to community safety. This erodes public trust, as residents may see police as agents of control rather than protectors, exacerbating racial disparities. Wilmington's police budget cost per person is $974, which is higher than 99% of comparable departments. Factors like staffing, union contracts, training, and equipment contribute to this. The city spent an average of $339,000 per year on misconduct settlements from 2010 to 2016, a higher spending rate than 80% of departments. These settlements likely covered excessive force, illegal arrests, and racial profiling. While more current data is needed, ongoing lawsuits suggest misconduct-related costs remain substantial. In response to years of advocacy from community members, faith leaders, and elected officials, Wilmington established the Community Police Accountability Board, WPAB. Formally appointing its members in July 2025, the WPAB aims to strengthen trust, increase transparency, and promote accountability. The WPAB, formerly the Citizens Complaint Review Board, can receive and investigate complaints of misconduct against WPD officers. It has the power to conduct its own independent investigations, subpoena witnesses and documents, and hold public hearings. However, its authority to compel disciplinary action against officers is generally limited to making recommendations to the Chief of Police and the Mayor. While the board can recommend policy changes to improve police practices, it typically lacks direct executive authority to mandate these changes. The term officer-involved shooting, OIS, itself triggers a distinct set of legal and procedural implications. An OIS typically initiates a criminal investigation by an independent agency, such as the State Attorney General's Office, to determine if the officer's use of force was justified under the law. Simultaneously, the police department conducts an internal administrative review to assess adherence to departmental policies. These investigations have different objectives. The criminal investigation focuses on legal violations, while the administrative review examines policy compliance. An officer might be cleared criminally, but still face internal discipline for policy breaches. An independent audit of a police department involves an external entity reviewing its operations, policies, and practices free from departmental influence. These are conducted by government accountability offices or consulting firms. Auditors access records, data, and personnel. Outcomes can include recommendations for policy changes, training, and identification of systemic issues like racial bias, aiming to improve transparency and public trust. Recent crime statistics present a nuanced picture. Wilmington has seen reductions in certain crime categories. In 2024, the city experienced 24 murders, a 71% increase from 2023, with 17 deaths resulting from gunfire. However, overall shooting incidents decreased by 11% to 81, marking the lowest number in 6 years. Part 1, violent crimes, which include murder, rape, robbery, and aggravated assault, saw a 21% reduction. In 2025, the city reported further reductions, with a 20% decrease in murders compared to 2024 and a 21% reduction in shooting incidents, reaching 64 incidents, the lowest number since 2003. There was also a 17% decrease in shooting victims. Overall, Part 1 crimes, encompassing violent crimes plus burglary, larceny theft, motor vehicle theft, and arson, were down 8% from 2024 and 31% from 2017. However, the coexistence of reduced crime statistics and persistent concerns about police accountability in Wilmington highlights a complex dynamic, where these issues are largely separate. Crime reduction can result from various factors, including community-led initiatives, economic development, or targeted law enforcement strategies that might not directly address issues of police misconduct or transparency. Therefore, a decrease in crime rates does not automatically translate into increased community trust in the police. Persistent concerns about police accountability, such as allegations of excessive force, racial profiling, or lack of transparency in investigations, directly impact trust, especially within marginalized communities. These communities may experience lower crime but still feel over-policed or unfairly targeted, leading to a continued lack of trust even as overall crime rates decline. The challenges of Black politics and efforts to shape political dynamics within the community are always at play. The Kadir Skinner shooting has once again brought the critical issues of police transparency, accountability, and community trust to the forefront in Black Wilmington. This incident is deeply connected to the city's long-standing struggles with racial injustice, inadequate police oversight, and persistent calls for reforms. As investigations proceed, the community and advocates continue to demand meaningful change to ensure justice and build more equitable police-community relations. Copyright, African Elements.